Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Mary Magdalene, that beautiful woman who teaches us to love our Lord and teaches us this, we have this beautiful story, true story of course, and we see our Saint Mary Magdalene after the resurrection too, looking only for Jesus, looking for him, weeping, staying by the tomb in the midst of dangers. The other women and men were afraid, and she stayed there by the tomb alone. And then she sees two angels and doesn't even care about them. She's only looking for our Lord. Because of her immense love, her great love for our Lord, and that great love for our Lord brings her to excess, to humiliation, going into the Pharisee's house where she knew she would be humiliated. She didn't care. She's just blind. And she could only see Jesus, her one focus in her life at this point in her life, knowing why, because the mercy of Jesus, the goodness of Jesus to her, he forgives her for her sins, and she is immensely grateful and turns her life completely over to our Lord, to his will, from here on. And she's loving our Lord to excess, to these humiliations and these little shows of love. When we love someone, we do little things. We do many little things, even silly things, for our beloved. And this is something that even God wants us to do many little things and many great things, many little things that show the sensitivity of love. If we see her, she kisses his feet, she weeps, wipes his feet, and this is what Simon did not do, did not wash her his feet, did not anoint his head, did not show him the courtesy of a guest that he even respected, didn't love, he didn't even respect our Lord. But Mary Magdalene does. And so we are called to do this too. And we look in particular at her kind of love. It's a personal love. It's an intimate love. It's a love between her and Jesus. And this is how our love should be with God, a personal love. We look at the other religions in the world, and they're lacking in this in so many ways. The religion of Islam, the love between the person and God is distant, it's not close, it's not an intimate thing, although they do believe that they love God and God loves them, but it's more at a distance. It's not a personal kind of thing, it's a slave-master kind of love. Look at the Buddhists and Hindu religions, they don't believe in a personal God. It's a self-focus. I once went to a seminar and spoke with a psychiatrist-type person, and we were talking about the subconscious and how subconscious can rule your life. And he just mentioned offhand, sincerely saying, well, you know, your subconscious is God. And I knew what he meant by it, and I said that. And I said, I know what you mean, I understand what you're saying, but if God was the subconscious, an impersonal thing, how can something impersonal make a person that we are? How can something less, something greater make something less, an impersonal thing, make something greater, a personal thing, which we are? We are persons, and we love, we have an intellect and a will. An impersonal subconscious mind doesn't have that. And he went quiet and knew that was true. And this is our relationship with God. It's personal, one-on-one, a personal love. God loves us in a personal way, and somewhat, in a sense, exclusive way. We feel our love with Him. It's personal. It's like one-on-one, as if we were the only ones that existed in this world. And this is our religion. And we can foster this kind of personal love for God in a special way, more than any other religion. Even Protestants who believe in our Lord and love our Lord and have personal relationship with our Lord, they don't have the person of Jesus tangible to them as we do in the Eucharist. And we foster our relationship, our personal relationship with our Lord in the Eucharist. It's personal, it's close, it's tangible, it's something we can touch and receive and eat and have within us and one with us. And we foster this, and we must. And we ask St. Mary Magdalene today to help us to cultivate that personal love for our Lord and make it deeper, stronger every day.